The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. All right, BTN News listeners. Yes, indeed, we've made it to Friday. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yes, it is Friday, February 2, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours be coming your way right now. It's like it always does in about 5 minutes. All right, Instagram users. Yeah, I'm in with this crowd, too. Notice those ads. You know, you flip through your timeline thingy there. Another ad. Annoying, aren't they? Well, get ready for more of them. Yep, Instagram is going to give advertisers a lot more power and creativity for spots that run between your stories. According to what we're hearing from the folks over at Instagram, basically Facebook, ads will now be able to publish up to 3 pieces of content. What does that mean? Well, that means multiple segments to tap your way through when you're looking at the story section. Not only that, when you're also going through your timeline too, yeah, you're going to see more ads there as well. Now, you might remember, at least in the stories, ads were limited to a single photo or video each, which was a little annoying, but was tolerable. 3 in a row, however, though, yeah, I think they're pushing it. At least there's still the option, though, of swiping sideways to skip the remaining pieces. Let's hope they don't take that away. Discord users and gamers like to have a little music while you're sitting there chatting it up? Well, you're going to love this partnership because Spotify and Discord have teamed up to get your music added to your gaming chats. That's right, if you're a Discord user, you can now link up your Spotify account and we'll actually display what you're listening to on your profile. However, though, you can go one step further than that. You can also invite the other people to the server and enjoy the music as well. That's right, you can sing along together. According to Jason Cintron, that's Discord's CEO, by the way, he says finding ways for people to create those shared experiences is what makes the Spotify feature so exciting for us. Probably what's even more exciting, though, is probably the money they got for the deal, too. Roku users. YouTube TV? Yeah, finally, it's here. At least on select Roku devices. You have all Roku TVs. You got the Roku Ultra, Roku Streaming Stick Plus, the basic streaming stick, Roku Express, Express Plus, Roku Premiere Plus, and of course the Roku Premiere, Roku 4, Roku 3, Roku 2. No Roku 1. Oh. Basically, what this is aimed at is, of course, cord cutters. Making it a heck of a lot easier now to get YouTube TV up and running on your big screen. Another thing that's nice, YouTube TV and Roku will also include a cloud DVR with no storage limits. So it'll be easy to go to your navigation, hit that tab with all the recorded shows, and away you go. Before you know it, your weekend is gone. As long as you're willing to pay that $35 a month for YouTube TV, and of course in the U.S. currently right now, head on over to the Roku channel store and get it downloaded. Has to be said, while the Apple Watch can be beneficial and it does have some nice tech in the thing, it hasn't exactly exploded in the market, has it? Well, you might remember like Twitter, Amazon, Google Maps. Yeah, they had some stuff going through the Apple Watch, and then they decided to ditch it. Well, there's another one to add to that mix, Slack, which I know is probably going to make our BTN listeners a little unhappy. Yes, our Slack room BTN community, britishtech.slack.com. Hey, a little plug there. You're still going to be able to respond to incoming messages on your Apple Watch. Currently, right now, the only feature that won't be there is the ability to view unread mentions. So right now, no, it won't be too bad. However, though, from what we're hearing over there at Slack, it doesn't look like a whole lot of progress is going to be going forward in development for the Apple Watch. And finally, well, we've got the Super Bowl coming up, don't we? Yeah, the Patriots against the Eagles. If you wonder what this Super Bowl is going to be like, well, it could be a little different. Why? Because these players will actually get to sleep on the Sleep Number 60 smart beds. Oh, yes, it's another endorsement deal from the NFL. That's right, the NFL and Sleep Number have unveiled an agreement that will offer every league player a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. What is a Sleep Number 360 smart bed, in case you don't know? Well, that's one of these beds that auto-adjusts everything that you do in the middle of the night. It tracks everything you do to make you have a more restful sleep. How it will benefit the NFL? Well, apparently the teams will incorporate the players' habits into their training regimens, so they'll know whether or not they've been getting enough sleep or just out partying before the Super Bowl, man. Yeah, pretty good deal if you're an NFL player, huh? Even though you probably could afford it on your own. But hey, if you're one of the teams that didn't make it to the Super Bowl, at least you'll get a good night's sleep until the next season. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website powered by the wonderful, lovely people over there, UK2.net. That is the home for the podcast, the blog, and reviews. All over there. Go check it out for yourself. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, with all those ads. Also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room, which apparently you can still kind of use on your Apple Watch, just not to the full extent anymore. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. If you haven't joined our community, come on over. We'd love to have you. The news show is ready for the weekend. I'm sure you're ready for the weekend, too. Let's do a little rest and relaxation for Saturday and Sunday. Don't worry, though. We will be back Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over those restful 2 days. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Friday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.